Recording Daf Samech Aleph. So the Shaloh was, the Mishnah is Mashmo, that if you have a makkah, if you have a wound on your foot, then you're allowed to walk out with one shoe. So the Shaloh was, on which foot do you put the shoe? So we had a machlekes. Rav Huna said, you put the shoe on the foot that has the makkah, and Rav Bechia Barav says, no, you put the shoe be'oiser shein b'makah, on the foot that did not have the makah. And the Mora says, al mehiyol k'sova lishum tainug ovid. Why does a person put on shoes? For tainug, to make himself feel comfortable. V'zu sheyesh b'makah, makos m'chachas aleh. And the one that has a wound, people know the reason why you're not wearing a shoe is because the shoe doesn't fit on. But if it would have fit on, if it would have been possible, you would wear it. Therefore, they're not afraid. It wouldn't be exactly you carrying it. So the Gemara of Yafra, Rabbi Yochanan, Sova lo loho de Rav Huna. Rabbi Yochanan also holds, like Rav Huna, that on which foot can you put the shoe? On the foot that you have the wound. And the Gemara said his svara was that a person puts on a shoe, mishum tzara, to stop himself from being hurt. So since you have a wound, you don't want to be hurt, so you for sure wear a shoe. The question is, why aren't you wearing a shoe on the other foot? The Teretz is, your feet are strong. Really, you're not afraid of the drachim, of the thorns in the drachim. But the only reason why you're wearing a shoe on the one that has the makkah, because now you have a wound on the foot. So Gemara doesn't bring a raya to say Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rav Huna. What's the raya? The Omalei Rabbi Yochanan the Rav Shomin Barabba. Rabbi Yochanan said over, told Rav Shomin Barabba, Hoveli Misanoi. He told them, please bring my sandals, bring my shoes. So Yoivlei, he went and brought his shoes, Dimin. He brought him his right shoe first. Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan told him, Osisoi Maka. You made me as if I had a Maka. In other words, you gave me the shoe, the right shoe to put on. And Mashmi told him that you made as if my right foot has the makkah, and I'm going to put this shoe on the foot that has the makkah. Therefore, I'm allowed to walk out like this on Shabbos, even though I will not have a shoe on the left one. Now the question is, why didn't he put on his left shoe after he put on the right shoe? Something more soon to say, Rabbi Yochanan Shitu is, when you put on shoes, you're supposed to put on the left shoe first, and then the right. So if you put on the right, it's a bizarre, and you should not put on the left shoe anymore. So the Gemara, there's no raya. For Dilma Kechia Barav Sfirulei. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds like Kechia Barav, that on which shoe can you put the, on which foot can you put the shoe? On the other foot, the foot does not have, that does not have the makkah, because you're putting it l'shem tainug for enjoyment, and the reason you're not putting it on the foot that has the makkah is because you can't have enjoyment. V'achikom, this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say, Osisa shel smoil, you made my left foot makkah, as if there was a makkah on my left foot, and therefore I'm only wearing this shoe on the right foot. So you have Naraya, which Mandiyam Rabbi Yochanan holds. Does he hold you allowed to put the foot put the shoe on the foot that has the makia, or the other way? Allah, we hold like Chiyah Barav, that you're only allowed to wear the shoe on the foot that has the makia. So tomorrow, now what was the claw of this ma'isa of Rabbi Yochanan? So tomorrow, V'yozda Rabbi Yochanan L'taim, Rabbi Yochanan that said this halacha, that when you gave me my right shoe, Marashma, I can only wear now just the right and not the left shoe, I can't put on anymore. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan goes L'taim, Diyomer Rabbi Yochanan, Kitfilin, the same halacha that is by tefillin, Kach Manolim, the same way goes by shoes. So what? Ma tefillin b'smuel. Just like tefillin, we know you put it on tefillin on your left hand. Af manolim hu adim, when you're putting on shoes, b'smuel. You're supposed to always put the left shoe on first. Therefore here, if somebody gave you your right shoe, so he put on his right shoe first. Now, to put on the left shoe is like a bizoin, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to always do, if you have two shoes, do the left first. If you put on the right, so Rabbi Yochanan held, then you should not put on the left shoe. See how the ma'isa was, they gave him his right shoe, so he said, if I'm going to put it on, you're going to make me like I can only wear one shoe and not the other shoe. So you make me look as if I have a makir, and with a makir, you're allowed to walk out with one shoe on Shabbos. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Yossi say makir. For Rabbi Yochanan, Svirulei, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Tehanoyos Sandolim, if somebody is putting on shoes. Noel shel smot chila. First, you're supposed to put on the left shoe first. V'yachakach shel yimin, and then you put on the right shoe. Hokasalka daitech withsoat tochi komalei. This is what Rabbi Yechon meant to answer him back. Im keim shan noel ze. If I put on this right shoe, shuv le'enul shel smol, I'm not going to put on any more the left shoe achrov afterwards. V'hinei yoitze biyochid, I'm going to walk out with just one shoe, just the right shoe. V'yosi sezu shel yimin kilu hoisa b'makeh, and you're making the right shoe as if there was a makeh. Almok sovar, we see Rabbi Yechon holds on which foot do you put the shoe? V'yosi sheish b'makeh noel. On the foot that you have the makeh, on that foot you put the shoe. Therefore he said, if you give me the right shoe, I could only wear the right shoe, and you're going to make my right foot as if it has a makeh. So tomorrow night, Rashi v'dum makrebichiyasiru lei. Diyama bo'isor shein bo'makinuil. No. You're allowed to put the shoe on the foot that does not have the makim. Vochi komalei. This is what Rabbi Yechonin told him. Him came, if I'm going to put on the right shoe first, harein yetze biyochid, I'm going to walk out just with one shoe. Bezu shal yimin. V'yasi says, ragli shal smoil. And now you made my left foot. Kilu yesh b'mak, as if I have a wound on the left foot. T'yetze biyochid, then I'm allowed to go out with just one shoe. V'yasi shein b'mak, on which foot do I wear the shoe? On the foot that does not have the mak. So the kids, we don't have a clue raya which way Rabbi Yechon holds. Aber sagt Rashi, v'yod Rabbi Yechonin, the Omar that he says, or Sisamake, that he said that Mashma, I'm only going to walk out with one shoe and not the other one. The Shamin, I mean, no, we learn from here. The heavy nerl, the Yamin Bresh, if he thought that would have put on the right shoe first, Sudlai heavy nerl, the Smil Basu, he would not put on the left shoe afterwards. The Taimei, why did he say this for? The Omar, the Smil Chashiva, he holds the left one is more Chashiv. Why he holds Tfilin Bismil? That tefillin, we all know, you put on the left hand. Kiryafina b'mnachis, learn out from the Gemara Menachis, the Pasuk says, Mi'al yoducho. Mole, it says, it doesn't say yud dalet hey, it says yud dalet chof hey. Vidashin yad keyo, the weaker hand. Tainu smil, that's your left hand. She keyo linyan tashmish, that usually your right hand, if you do more tashmish, you use it more. So the hand that's less is the left. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon holds that since you're supposed to give cheshivas of putting on the shoe to the left first, if you put on the right, it's a bizoyin to put on the left shoe. You should not walk out with two shoes, just with the one right shoe. So at the Gemara, Meisvei Avakashno on Rabbi Yechonin. There's a price that it says, Kishu Noyel, when somebody puts on shoes, Noyel shall you mean? First you put on your right shoe. Then you put on your left shoe. Says Fakir from Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Yechonin says put on the left shoe first, like tefillin. And the other bryce says no. Putting on shoes is not doim with the tefillin. Putting on shoes doim with other mitzvahs. Like Tois brings down the boy in yad, boy in regal, by yemeitazo, where he spritz the dam on the always the yimin first. By chalitza we do the yimin first. So here also, even putting on shoes, you go bust the yimin first. So it's Kashin Rabbi Yechonin. So the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hashto de Tanya, Hochi. We learned in the Braisa that you're allowed to put on the right shoe first. The Yomar Rabbi Yechon Hochi. Rabbi Yechon says you're allowed to put on the left shoe first. So the Gemara, the Yovid Hochi Ovid, or the Yovid Hochi Ovid. Whichever way you want to do, you're allowed to do. So Tosis learns the Pshat is, Pirish the Braisa le Plig Rabbi Yechon. The Pshat in the Hapmini Gemara is now that there's no Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and the Braisa. So it's just saying, there's true, there's a chshivas in the right, and there's a chshivas in the left. Therefore, whichever one you want to do is good. Rabbi Yechon is just saying, if you want to, you could also do the left first. You don't badafka have to do the left, but you don't badafka have to do the right either. And the Braisa is saying, you don't badafka have to do the left first, but you can do the right first. So then Tais says another pshat is, Panir l'ridach, b'ushid yavadach, yavad, misha reitzel achavev shal smil. Somebody wants to make the left nice. Mishum mitzvah tefillin, harishus biyode. Just means if you want to always do the left first, you're allowed to do it, to make a daima techshivas of tefillin. And if somebody wants to, badafka always put on the right first, he's allowed to do it. Hidur of the Havamina. That each one is not being mechulik on the other one. They're just saying if you want to badafka do the right, to badafka do the left, you're allowed to do it that way. Fretting more night, maybe that's not pshat. Omalaya Abaya. Dilmo Reb Yechanan Homas Nisan Lehev Shmili. No, maybe there's a claw machlekes. Reb Yechanan did not hear the brisa. The Reb Yechanan says the left, he means bedafka the left, and you're not allowed to do the right. And if you would have heard the brisa, we heard that way. So this pshat nuchru we should pass in like the brisa. That the brisa says he's supposed to put on the right first. And even if Reb Yechanan did hear from this brisa, Huksav Rein Aloch Yosef Mishnah. Reb Yechanan himself holds that the law is not like this Mishnah. So if like, how can you say like Tosis Mas, but there's no machlekes, one is saying this and is masking to the other one? No, maybe they're mechuluk, and therefore now Lamaisa, which way should we do? We have to be machriya to know who we paskan like. But you can't say you're allowed to do whichever one you want. If that is a machlekes and halacha, lechur you have to have achro and know which way is the halacha. So the Gemara, yes, Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Yishno Yirei Shemayim, Yoytze Deishtayim. Somebody wants to be Yirei Shemayim, he should be Yoytze both cheetahs. Because we're coming out now, it's like a machlekes. Reb Yechanan holds Bedavka the left, and the Braisa holds Bedavka the right. So how could Yirei Shemayim do both? So the Gemara, Mani Ma Breder Avnoi, he was Yirei Shemayim. Heichi Ovid, how did he do? Sayim Diyamine, he put on his right shoe first, like the Braisa. For Leikota, but he didn't tie the shoe yet. The sign the smiley. Then he put on his left shoe. The kotar. Now coming to tying, he tied first his left shoe. For hoda kotar diminein. And then he tied his right shoe. To be yerchin Reb Yechanan chita. And this is like a little pshara. Even Reb Yechanan holds he's supposed to put on the left shoe first. Here we're just saying let's at least tie the left shoe first. Because since Reb Yechanan's smore is learning it out from tefillin, and by tefillin there's a kshira involved, he's tying it. So at least the tying of the left we do is first. And the Maitre this brought down halacha like this, that's a good hanhoga, to first put on your right shoe, and then put on your left shoe, and then tie your left shoe first, and then tie your right shoe. So the Mor Omer Rav Ashi Chazimel Rav Kana Lekopit. Rav Ashi saw Rav Kana was not makpid which shoe to put on first and which one to tie. He wasn't makpid upon it. So to Rashi, Yoyti de Shteim Ovid Ketavai, do like both of them. Visayim de Smoil of a Kotter. Then you tie the left first. Nimtza Nilas Yimin Kedemis le Smoil. Putting on the right shoe comes first. Kimastit like the Brysa. Obakshira Smoil le Shayimin Kreb Yechenen. Coming to tying, then we Yetzer Reb Yechenen Shita. That first we tie the left shoe, and then we tie the right shoe. Chaylitz Shel Smoil. Tezel Kvoid Yeshimin. This is going to be the covered of Yimin. The Kula Gassin and Shayimim Breisha Chutz Michos. That is right. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbonin, Breisa, Kishu Noyel Noyel Shayimim. When you're putting on shoes, put on the right first, Vyachakach Noyel Shal Smil. Then you put on the left shoe. Kishu Chalitz, when you're taking off the shoes, Chalitz Shal Smil. First take off the left shoe, like the show cover to the first one, the right shoe, the first show cover to the right shoe, that the right leg. That the right leg should always be with shoes and not be barefoot. The yachakach chilut shal yamin, and then the latest possible take off the right shoe. Kishu reichitz, when somebody's taking washing himself, reichitz shal yamin, always first wash your right arm, your right leg. The yachakach reichitz shal small, and then you wash the left. Kishu sach, when you're rubbing yourself, sach shal yamin, first rub the right side. The yachakach shal small. If you want to rub your whole body, even the head, then sach roish etchila. First, you should sach rub your head first. Because he's called the melech, he's like the king, like the das and the neshama is in the mayach, is in the brains, is in the head. That's the melech akol evarv. So do the head first, and always then, always the right comes first. Trashi. Yeah, chilut shall smell the kvedia. Right, the Mishnah says, "V'loy b'tfilin." You're not allowed to walk out with tefillin on Shabbos, wearing tefillin. So the Gemara Omer of Safra, "Loy teima alibu deman de yoma Shabbos lav zman tefillin." Who? Don't say the Mishnah only goes according to the man de yoma, like we hold Shabbos is not as the man tefillin. The Vidashin boy loy sayudecha that the weekdays need a nice. Yotze Shabbos does need a nice. Shabbos has its own nice. So that man the yoma that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, that's also machlekes. That's the pshat that Shabbos is not as the man tefillin. Is the pshat stam there's no mitzvah, or no there's even an iser to put on tefillin? For kol ponim you're not supposed to put on tefillin on Shabbos. So meilo you're not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. So the Gemara name, Elo afil l'man diyom Shabbos man tefilnu. Afil l'man diyom, and it says, no, there's a mitzvah and you're supposed to wear tefilnu even on Shabbos. But where are you supposed to wear tefilnu? Only in your house or only in shul. Bashen kein, still lo yotza. But still, you're not supposed to walk out with your tefilnu b'shus rabin, with the rabbonin. Why? Duma asalasuya b'shus rabin. Maybe you come to carry it b'shus rabin da'odamis. Why should you come to carry it? Films, like Rashi and Tayyip says, the pshat is maybe in the middle of Rishos Rabin you have to go to the Beis HaKisei, and you have to take off your tefillin first, and then you go to the Beis HaKisei. When you come out, we're afraid, before you put it on again, you start walking with them, holding them, and you walk down Ramas B'Shus Rabin. Therefore, even at the man the Yoma, that Shabbos is a Saman tefillin, and there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin, but you only allowed to wear the tefillin in your house or in shul, and not to walk outside with it B'Shus Rabin. So Rashi leitaima beperik basu the yervim asinim pluktaya b'gemara. The Gemara there explains exactly what the psukim are, what the machlekes is, if Shabbos is a man tefillin or not. Duma shakulu mereshus Rashi in bo lefanis. If you have to go to the Beis HaKisei, or mamtilu daodamas, and you walk with the daodamas. So the Gemara v'ika demasni lo haseifa. Some learn this limud on the seifa. What does the seifa say? V'im yod sein achayiv chatis. But you should know if you walk out with your tefillin b'shus rabim, you're not chayiv chatis though. Omer Rav Safra, the midrash midrash says muta. Omer Rav Safra, loy teima, don't say. Aliv the man the yom es Shabbos zman tefillin hu. Tavklet the man the yom es Shabbos is zman tefillin. That's why if you walk out on Shabbos, it's muta midrashsa. Because since there's a mitzvah to wear today, it's called like a beggar or a tafshit l'shem mitzvah. But Mashen can have meaning would be that the man the Yomah there's no mitzvah on Shabbos, it's not called a tachshit, so it'd be Nisa Diraisa. So the more name, Ela filo la man the Yomah, Shabbos loves the man tefillin, nor filo man the Yomah that there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and let some shorten. It's even also to wear tefillin on Shabbos, still ain't a chayiv chatis. If you walk out with it on Shabbos wearing it normally, you're not chayiv chatis midiraisa. Why? My taino? Derech Malbish Avida. It's a Derech Malbish. Since the middle of the weekday, there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin and you wear tefillin. So the mitzvah is like Machshavit. This is the Malbish. This is the Malbish of a mitzvah. Therefore, even on Shabbos, now that there's no mitzvah, still it's not called a Masri. That's called a Malbish. And that's the Kiddush. The Mishnah then says, you can't go out with an amulet if it's not checked out three times, if it didn't heal somebody three times yet, then you can't walk out with it. It's not called a tachshit. But once it was healed, healed this amulet, this like a good luck charm, this kemeya, if it healed already three times, it's called a mumcha, then you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. It's not called a masli, it's called a tachshit. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Papa, don't think that when is a muta to wear a kemeya. Only if it was checked out already three times, that means this kemeya itself healed three people. That's called the kemeya itself is a mumcha. And mumcha gavra, that means the doctor that made it up, he's a person that's mumcha, means that he made up three different types of kemeyas to three different people. So he's a muchzit, that whatever type of a kemeya he makes works. Since he did three different types to three different people, that's called a chazaka. So he's a mumcha that anything he makes is good. That's called the doctor is a mumcha. And then huadin is only good if the actual kemeya helped three different people. That's called both a mumcha. That it came from a good doctor that it had, that was a mumcha. He worked on three different people, and also the kemeya itself worked on three different people. So come on in, you don't need so much. It's like time the mumcha gavra, who mumcha kemeya ella. What's the muta? Kivon the mumcha gavra. As long as the gavra itself is mumcha, that means the gavra, this doctor, prescribed already three different kemeyas to three different people, and it worked on all the three different people. See, he's called the doctor, it's a mumcha to make kemeyas. Is afagav le mumcha kemeya. Even though this particular kemeya didn't work for three people yet, it's the first time he tried on this person and it worked. But since the gavra, the doctor that made it, is a mumcha, he is also called a tachshin, he can walk out with it on Shabbos. So the Gemara Dekanami, where's the Raya? Tiktani v'loi b'kemeya, you can't work out with a kemeya, bizman she'enoi min ha-mumcha. It's not from a type of a mumcha. V'loi ketani, it doesn't say the Mishnah, bizman she'enoi mumcha, that it's not a mumcha. If it just would have said Shaina Mumcha Mashma, it has to be a Mumcha Gamri. Zai the Kimei itself has to be a Mumcha and a Gavram. But since it says Lashon Shaina Mina Mumcha, Mashma didn't come from a person, that's a Mumcha. But once it comes from a doctor, the doctor is a Mumcha, even though the actual Kimei did not heal three people yet, it itself is not a Mumcha, still it's called a Tachshit and you walk out with it on Shabbos. What does that mean? This person made a kimeya for three different people. This doctor, mumcha, sharipa gimla noshim. Since he heals three different people, it's a chazak, whoever he goes to heal will be healed. And I would think also the kimeya itself is also mumcha. How does the kimeya become a mumcha? Sharipa ksav zed. This ksav healed already gimel nashim three people. So don't think you need these both things. Inami Rash says another pshat. Shekosav adim zed gimel mina kimeya. This person rolls three different kimeyas. Shal gimel mina chloim. Three different sicknesses. Gimel nashim three different people. Hainu asmuchi gavra. The person himself is a mumcha. Bechol kimeyim shiyasal oilim. Doesn't mean that Punk, that first doctor, gave it to three people. Now, be the Kimei itself was used by three different people, that's also called the Kimei is a Mumcha. What's the Diyuk for the Mishnah? El Pshat is Kiva Dismocha Gavre, Begimu Mina Kimeis. The Gimel Bnei Adam, if the person checked out the three different people, Afagav Lo Yismachi Kimeya, even though the Kimeya itself is not a Mumcha, Shalai Ripo Kimeya Zodam Yelam, the Kimeya itself never healed anybody, but since it came from a doctor that's a Mumcha, it's also called a Tachshin as Mutter. The Diyagir, the Mishnah says, Min Ha Mumcha, Mashmo Me Adam Mumcha, from a person that's a Mumcha, you don't badafka need the Kimeya itself, should be a Mumcha, now be it comes from a person that's a Mumcha, that's also enough. Is the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbanan, Eizel Kimeya Mumcha. Which Kimeya is called a Mumcha? Called Sharipa Vishona Visholish. That it healed up 1, 2, and 3. Three different people were healed up from this Kimeya. Then this Kimeya is called a Mumcha. That whoever uses this Kimeya will be healed up with it. So the Gemara Echot Kimeya Shoksav. A Kimeya could be either something written on it, like a piece of a parchment that you have, a ksav, different words, different psukim written on it. V'yechod kimeya shel ikrin. Or else you could use a kimeya from ikrin, means the shroshim, the roots of certain leaves, certain grasses. Echod chole shesh b'sakana. Whether the person using this is a chole shesh b'sakana. V'yechod chole shein b'sakana. Even if you're not a chole that has a sakonis nefoshis, it's time you're sick and you want to wear this kameya to heal you, you're allowed to walk out with this kameya on Shabbos. Loi shenichpe, not loved after that you are sick, you're ready, and you want a kameya to take away the sickness. Elo shlo yichpe, you want to wear it now so that you should not get sick. So Drashi, loi v'loi shenichpe, kloima, loi taima de lo yeitze lemi shabu olav hachole kvar pam achas. Don't think who is mutter to wear a kimei out on Shabbos, only somebody that already had the sickness and was healed up already. So the moral name, nich was a drashi that means hainu chayle, it's a sickness. Shodim neufel machmos lorot, like you lose your balance and you fall down to the ground. O ma'akeil b'roisho, your head hurts you. V'moicha, in your brains. O ma'apila, it throws you off balance and you fall down. Elo shlo yichbe, shavo b'mishpachas nichbin v'doig shlo yichbe. You come from a family that has the sickness, and you, even though you never had it yet, but you're just precautious, you want to make sure you won't get it, so you're also allowed to go out on Shabbos with this kimeya. So the more right another chiddush, for kosher or mati v'afilu b'shus rabim. Even b'shus rabim on Shabbos, you're allowed to take off the kimeya and then tie it back again on you. So avada, you're not tying it now a kesher shakayama. And before also there wasn't the Kesher Shakayama. Otherwise the Binu had to take it off and put it back on again. But he's just taking it off and putting it back on again without a Kesher Shakayama. Stam, to loosen it, to tighten it, whatever you're doing it for. And the Chiddush is, there were not Goyzer to say once you take it off with Shus Rabim, maybe you walk with it in your hand, Dalarams with Shus Rabim. We're not afraid. Right? So since you're wearing it so that to protect you from this sickness, we're not afraid you walk with it, because by walking with it, it doesn't protect you. The ikar protection is if you're wearing it. So therefore, say that you'll be nizer always to wear it and not to walk with the Dal Damas. You should not tie on the kimeya b'shir, but Rashi it's a tzad on a bracelet, over tabas, and not on a pin. The yaitz above Rishus Rav, walk out with the kimeya tied onto this pin or onto this bracelet. Mishur marasayin, then there'll be an isur marasayin. What's the marasayin? The trash from the marasayin. The lemerze command the boy lerefua. Now, people won't think you're wearing the kimeya also refua. That's the purpose. People think you're wearing it as a tachshit, to make like jewelry, to make yourself look nice. That's why you're putting on a bracelet. Them is a trashy blab tachshit, it's really not a tachshit. There's some ela machmas daigas chayli. You're only wearing it machmas daigas chayli, take away the chayli. That's why you're wearing it. But people think you're wearing it as a tachshit. And also tachshit, them is also to go out with it on Shabbos. Because tachshit malone, yikar adin, is also to walk out with it on Shabbos. We're afraid maybe the Isha will take it off and walk with the Dal Damas b'shus Rabbim. So therefore, as Mara's saying, since it looks like you're using it, also tachshit is also to go out with. And it's only mutter if you're not wearing it with any other jewelry. You're just wearing it itself. See, it by itself, everybody knows this is not a jewelry, but this is a different type of a tachshit, which is a tzarev to go for the person to keep you healthy. We'll see later on exactly how you, what to have to wear it, what oifen is mut, what oifen is not. For the morning after Mekasha, for a time you want to know, what gives the kimeya din mumcha, to say it was checked out, that's a perfect kimeya, it will always heal you, called sharipa gimel b'nei yodim kechad. It healed three different people at one time. Such Rashi, Votanya called Shripa Gimu ben Yodim. Liel Ketoni called Shripa Vishon Vishilish Afil Wadim Echot. Before was Mashma Omumcha Kriv and be done if one Reuven used this Kimeya three times and he got healed up three times. That's called the Kimeya Mumcha. And here the price is Mashma, no. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, three different people have to use this Kimeya in order to give it a Shem Mumcha. So it's a stira. How many people have to use the kimeya to give it a shem mumcha? How many times do they have to heal you up to give it a shem that's a mumcha? And the Gemara lekarsha, holim chuyi gavro, holim chuyi kimeya. One is where we're making the person a mumcha, the gavro, the person that makes it, and one we're making the kimeya itself a mumcha that it itself can be used by anybody. So Rashi, holim chuyi gavro. That means to make the right for the doctor a mumcha. Strashi Hodi Tony Gimu Bnayodim, you have to heal three different people. Yishum Distam Gimu Bnayodom Shloisha Mini Chaloyim. Mistoma, three different people is the Pshat, they have three different sicknesses. The Iri Bigimu Mini Kimeim. Ramela, this doctor wrote out a different prescription, Moshe, like he wrote a different Kimei, a different Loshan, different Ksav for each one of these people, because since each one had a different sickness, so each sickness has its own Kimei. Sheinim doim zelizedana doim ladodi, uliyam chuye gavro. So we're talking about now making this doctor mumche, shenasim mumche b'chol kimeyim. What's enough to mean that he's called a mumche? That now any Kimei that this doctor makes, you're always allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. It like has a chazoka that it will work. Shiyasul oilam, anything he ever makes, kedarmina babakama, like the Gemara babakama says, nogach shor v'chamor v'gomul. If one shor shtoises another shor and a chamor and a gomul, nase muad l'koil. This shor now is called the muad. He's becheskes muad to shtoisu any type of behema. Since he did three different behemas, that's a chazaka, he's muchse to shtois all behemas. So here also, if this doctor healed up three different patients, three different people, with three different kimeyas, so the doctor is a mumche, he's muchzik, that any kimeya he makes will heal, will work, for any type of a sickness. But in this case, where one doctor wrote three different kimeyas for three different people, the mumche, the kimeya itself, the ksav itself, is not a mumche. What does that mean? If another doctor will write up the same ksav for the same sickness, it won't be good. Because it's not a chazoka, the piece of paper, Moshe, the kimei itself heals. Maybe it's only the doctor that that is muhsik. The doctor could make the mumcha, could make the kmeya. Mashenkin, the ksav itself isn't a mumcha. So Kumta says, when you make a kmeya, there's two parts to the kmeya. There's the actual kmeya itself, and then there's the roifa that made it up. And each roifa has different kirchas to put into the kmeya. So here we just say this roifa has the kirch to put into the kmeya, because this roifa is a mumcha, healed up already three people. Mashenkin, the ksav itself, is lav davka, it itself has a kirch. Therefore, if another doctor writes the same ksav, maybe it's not the kirch of the ksav of the kmeya itself that's merapa, but it's the kirch of the doctor. Therefore, the kmeya itself is not called a mumcha. When does the kmeya itself get a din to say that this ksav is becheskas to heal anybody that uses this type of ksav written by any doctor? So next Rashi, v'odiktoni, kol sheripa v'shana v'sholosh, that it healed one and two and three times. Marvi b'cher liyechud, it's talking about one sickness. V'kosvu ze halachash, the doctor wrote this one lachash, this one like ksav, v'ripa gimupom. And this one ksav healed up three people, healed up the same person three different times. Or is it Rashi? Either one person three times, or lishleisherel three different people. Uliam chuya kmeya mari. Here we're talking about making the kmeya itself into a mumcha. The nasa kmeya lavade mumcha. That this kmeya, this ksav now is becheskas to heal anybody.